Begutte Sicha is Chelek Chavbeis, Parsha Emer, Sicha Beis. Auf dem Pasuk, Kodol Yosef, Parsha Amayit is on the Pasuk, towards the end of the Parsha, which discusses about the Yomim Tovim, the holidays. The Pasuk says, Dabar L'Bnei Yisrael, Lehem, speak to the Jewish people to say, tell them this, B'chamisha Asa Yoyim L'Chedesh HaShvi Yazeh, on the 15th day of this 7th month, the Torah had been speaking about the 7th month, which is Tishrei earlier. So in this same 7th month, Chag HaSukkah V'Shivas Yomim, on the 15th day of that month is the Yom Tov of Sukkot, for 7 days unto Hashem. Shteitin Tereskenim, so the Tereskenim says about this Pasuk, Ma Talmud Leimar, why is this Pasuk written? Why was it necessary to write this Pasuk? And he explains, Lafisha Nema, because there's in the Pasuk a few Psukim later, Basukkot Teshuv Shivas Yomim, it says you shall dwell in the sukkahs for 7 days. The Eini Yedeya im Shiva Rishayim im Shiva Achrayim. It doesn't say which 7 days. Is it referring to the same earlier 7 days, or is it talking about 7 different days? Kishu Ayma. Therefore, this pasuk says v'chamisha asa yom l'chedesh ashvi, that it's on the 15th day of the 7th month of Tishrei, Chag HaSukkos. That's when sukkahs is for Shivas Yom for 7 days unto Hashem. Therefore, we now know that it's the same 7 days that he's been talking about, and not some other 7 days. To explain what the Teres kind of said, in Mefarshim Lernim Shat, the commentators explain, as the Shiloh from Teres Kainim, Ma Talmud Loima, what does the Teres kind of mean to ask when it says, why is it written? The question is, Favosh state in them Pasuk the Loshon Chag HaSukkos. Why does the Pasuk here say the Yom Tov of Sukkos? Vibald, as in deep Sukkim, because why wouldn't it say Chag HaSukkos? It is Chag HaSukkos. The reason he asks that question is because these Sukkim, which this Pasuk is leading into, state blows the tziva from Mikra Kodesh. It only tells us that there is a 7 day holiday which you're not allowed to do any malacha, any work. Unkarbonasachag mentions that there are certain special offerings that have to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash on this holiday. Und the tzivui of yeshiva besukkah and the mitzvah that one is meant to eat in a sukkah, dwell in a sukkah, state eshpeta b'seva parsha. That's only written later, a few psukim later, at the end of the parsha. Hadog edav shtein chag shivas yom, and therefore here it didn't really have to say chag asukkahs. It simply had to say on the 15th of Tishrei starts a 7 day holiday during which you're not allowed to do any work, during which you have to bring certain karbonas, and then he goes on to speak about what are the mitzvahs that pertain to this holiday, which one of them is that we eat in the sukkah, the other one is that we have the lulav and the esrog. And therefore, it should have said simply Chag Shivas Yomim, a holiday of 7 days, on the Mvart HaSukkos, without having to tell us here that it is a holiday which is connected to eating in the sukkah. Avdem is the Teres Kainim Mazvir, therefore the Teres Kainim explains. Lafi Shanama, because it says in the Pasuk, Hayyis are the Pasuk, Basukkos Tesu Shivas Yomim. Since the Pasuk, which does mention that in the sukkah you should spend 7 days in the sukkah, states some sub parsha, it's written at the end of the parsha, Nogdami Yashtate Friyan Pasuk B'chamish Asiyam L'Chedesh HaShvi. It's written after, in other words, there's a progression of psukim. First it says B'chamish Asiyam L'Chedesh HaShvi on the 15th day of Tishrei of the 7th month, T'chegu as Chag HaShem Shivas Yom, you shall celebrate for 7 days. T'chegu as Chag HaShem, Volt Men Nisht Givust. So therefore now when the Pasuk then follows up by saying in the sukkah you shall eat for 7 days, so we wouldn't know, see the Pasuk the Pasuk that says you shall dwell 7 days in the sukkah made the Zelba Zayin Yom from the Chag, is he referring to the same 7 days that he mentioned earlier, which are the 7 days of the Yom Tov, which that's what the Teres Kainim calls Shiva Rishonim, the first days that were mentioned earlier, meaning the 7 days that are a holiday, starting on the 15th of Tishrei. Unheimlich von Tesh Vavachedish. Wegen welcher the Pasuk read Friya, which the Pasuk had been referencing earlier. other as these Zayin Yom of Yishuv B'Sukkah, or does it mean that these 7 days in which one is meant to spend in the Sukkah, Darfun Kuma Bazunda, they come after the 7 days of the holiday, then there's a follow-up of 7 days in which you eat in the Sukkah. Nochdem Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim, after that holiday, which is a holiday which you have to, you're not allowed to do work and you have to bring karbonis, which the Torah Kanim calls Shiva Achreinim, a later 7 days, a new period of 7 days. Anhaim Nigvnu Tog Noch Dizayin Yomim, which starts after the 7 day holiday which starts on the 15th, which means on the 22nd would start a new period, which is now you have to go out and eat 7 days in the Sukkah. That's why right at the start of the Parsha, when he starts talking about this 7 day Yom Tov, he says on the 15th day of the seventh month, Chag HaSukkos, that is the Yom Tov of Sukkos. In other words, it's not some other 7 days after which is going to be the time to sit in the Sukkah, but it's these very same 7 days. And he tells you right at the start, the 7 days which you're not allowed to do work and you have to bring karbonos is the 7 days that you sit in the Sukkah. Pasuk Megala, which tells us now, as the Basukah states, that which is written later that you should spend 7 days in the Sukkah is in the Mizman from the Zayin Yemei Chag, means in those 7 days which are this Yom Tov that the Torah described, which starts on the 15th of the month of Tishrei. Fine. Beis. From Pashtus Hadrosha in Torah Skenim Kum Tois Lecheira. So when you look at the way the Teres Kainim gives this exposition, it would seem as the mitzvah basukah station shivas yom, that this mitzvah of spending 7 days in the sukkah is nish fabun mit etzem achag, doesn't seem to be connected with the fact that we have a 7 day yom tov. Or with the other elements of what the Torah describes have to be done on this Yom Tov. Which is the Torah enumerates of what has to be done during the 7 day holiday. That the first day of the holiday is a day that you're not allowed to do work. You know, to do any work. There, for 7 days, you have to bring certain specific karbonis offerings in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what makes up the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is a day when you're not allowed to do work, plus 6 days following, which are Chol HaMoed, and you have to bring special karbonis on that Yom Tov, and then there is another thing that has to be done during this seven-day period, which is you have to spend time in the sukkah. Is it connected with the fact that this is a Yom Tov, or is it a separate element? Is it disconnected, unrelated to the fact this is a Yom Tov? From the way the Teres Kainim presents it, it seems that the fact that it's a time when we eat in the sukkah has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Yom Tov. Otherwise, the Teres Kainim wouldn't have the question, I don't know when you're supposed to eat in the sukkah. What do you mean you don't know? The whole Yom Tov is about eating the sukkah. From this we see that the Teres Kainim doesn't think that the whole Yom Tov is about eating in the sukkah. The eating in the sukkah is unrelated to the fact that it's Yom Tov. It's a separate element, a separate event that happens during that same 7 day period. And that's why the question is possible. Is it the same 7 days, or is it maybe a different 7 days? And he continues, in Euch Nish mit der Mitzvah von der Tilus Dalad Minim. In fact, the fact that we eat in the Sukkah is not related to the fact that we also take the Lulav and the Esrog on that day. They're disconnected from each other. Was the Torah verbindt das mit dem Chag, because the mitzvah of the Lulav and the Esrog, the Torah connects in the Torah itself to the Yom Tov, because it says, "Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon," on the first day of the Yom Tov, you shall take, the lulav and the esrog. So the Torah connects the lulav and the esrog to the Yom Tov itself. But Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim, the Torah's kind of seems to be intimating that it may be unrelated to the fact that it's a Yom Tov, it's just a separate thing, and therefore the possibility exists that it should be on seven other days. That's why there is this possibility, the possible thought that when the Torah says you shall spend 7 days in the sukkah, is nicht in selben zman von chag und mitzvos hanal, is not the same 7 days in which the Yom Tov is falling and in which those mitzvahs like lulav and esrog and the karbonis are going to happen. The Torah lost nor heren. The Torah is simply telling us mit hatzugem the word hasukos. The Torah is simply telling us by adding the word chag hasukos as lepoyel is the chag hasukos in the zman from shivus yom lashem. That the fact is that it's going to be the same 7 days in which you're going to spend time in the sukkah, but not that it is the definition of the yom tov, that it is the yom tov of sukkos. Simply that there is a 7 day holiday, which also has in it the element of sitting in the sukkah. They happen to coincide in the same 7 days. Happens to be starred also on that very same day, the 15th of Tishrei. So this is what we might say, but it's not that we can't really say that that's what's happening. Varum in dem gufa was the Torah's meidia dem zman from pasukas teishu. The fact that the Torah tells us that there is a period in which we're going to spend time in the sukkah, nishtuch an ander oifen, he doesn't tell it to us in some other place or in separate sukkim or nor durch dem was the shivus yom lashem ruf tzichal chag sukkahs. But the Torah that defines the yom tov of sukkah, the yom tov of the 15th of Tishrei as the yom tov of sukkah. So the Torah clearly is stating that the Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Sukkos. His move, and therefore it's understood that the mitzvah from Yeshiva v'Sukkah, that the mitzvah of spending in this time in the Sukkah, is nish blois chal in dem zman for dem chag, is not just coincidentally happening during the same 7 day period, nor as yihot ha-shaychus and is fabunim mit an etzem ha-chag, but rather that the spending time in the Sukkah, the mitzvah of the Sukkah, is integral to this Yom Tov. It is the definition of this yantav, the yantav, and all the other elements that come as a result of that yantav. Like we said, the karbonis, that you're not allowed to do work, that there is a lulav and esrog, and so on. Nochmer, and even we can go even further. Vibaldos is the shem from the chag by the fact that the Torah names the yantav as the yantav of Sukkos. Is moving from this, we understand that thus is. That this is the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, happens to be by yedin shem, and this truly the same as every instance of which the name of something, there's something has a name. But in them gezokt charoiz the teichem v'inin achag expresses what the theme of that is. Whatever the name of something is expresses what it is all about. So the fact that the Torah names this 7 day Yom Tov by as Chag HaSukkos, it means that it defines the Yom Tov as the Yom Tov of Sukkos. That's what the Yom Tov is all about. So it's not as we wanted to say that the fact that it's the 7 days that we eat in the Sukkah happens to be coincidental to these 7 days, but that the 7 day Yom Tov is essentially the day, the Yom Tov of Sukkos. That's what it's all about, the Sukkah. But according to this, we have to understand. First of all, why is it that when the Torah gives the mitzvah of spending 7 days in the sukkah, is in pasuk nishtok henat gosher, the pasuk does not emphasize afil nishtok zogn blois basukas teishas shivas hayamim. The Torah could have easily related the message that which 7 days do we eat in the sukkah, the 7 days of the Yom Tov. He could have said it, in the sukkah you shall eat during these 7 days. That's all he had to say. Add two letters, b'shivasa yomim, not just simply say, you shall spend 7 days in the sukkah. He could have said, you shall spend these 7 days in the sukkah. The 7 days which we're talking about, the 7 days of the Yom Tov. As mizol wissen that we should know ados zayne the zibin tag from the chaga amurim lefneza, that it's the same 7 days, the yom tov, that we are discussing. Another question. Why does it say right at the beginning of the parasha? Right after it says, on the 15th day of this month, is the Yom Tov HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim, Teshuv HaSukkos. It should have said right there, 7 days you shall spend in the Sukkah. And then go on to tell us, you're not allowed to do any work, you have to bring certain karbonos, but since he defines it as the Chag HaSukkos, why doesn't he say immediately, spend 7 days in the Sukkah? Well, befrat, as a Zoysteit Friar and Pasuk by the Eshten Chag, since that, especially in light of the fact that by the first Yom Tov in this parsha, which is the Yom Tov of Pesach, it says it that way. It says, Chabish, Chabish, on the 15th day of this month, meaning Nisan, Chag HaMatzes LaHashem, is the Yom Tov of the Matzes unto Hashem, Shivas Yomim Matzes Techelu. For 7 days you shall eat matzah. So the minute he tells us that it's a Yom Tov related to eating matzah, he tells us there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. So why doesn't he say the same thing? It's the Chag HaSukkos, which he does say. For 7 days you shall eat in the Sukkah. He leaves it till the very end of the parsha, after he discusses the fact that you're not allowed to do work, after he discusses the fact that you have to bring special korbanos, then he comes and tells us that you have to spend 7 days in the Sukkah. Whereas going back to Pesach, first he tells us immediately that it's the Chag HaMatzos, which means you have to eat 7 days in the Sukkah. Eat matzos for 7 days. On La'achez, and only after that, Kum Derinu for Mikra Kodesh, then he comes and tells us that it's a holy days, you're not allowed to work, there's some malacha, and akravas a karbanos, shivas yom, and the different karbanos have to be brought for those 7 days. So we have to understand these two things. Gimel. Fetmedos fashtein behegdem azbore in the shaykhas alpinigle, so we'll understand this by first explaining the connection alpinigle from the halachic perspective of Torah. Tzvishu mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah natulus lulav. The connection between the mitzvah of Sukkah and the mitzvah of the lulav and the yesrik. Vaschach has eichen till the lulav vert in the parsha upgetailed von Chag HaSukkos. That even though it's true that the mitzvah of the lulav is also sort of said at the end of the discussion of this Yom Tov. Fabintas aber die Teure mit dem Chag HaShem Shivas Yomim nicht wie Sukkos kanal. Still, the Torah connects the lulav and the esrog to the Yom Tov itself. As I said before, that it says, "B'yom harishin," on the first day of the Yom Tov, you shall take the lulav and the esrog. So, the Torah does connect it to the Yom Tov, but it does give you the mitzvah of the lulav and the esrog at the very end of this, the discussion of Chag HaSukkos. So, what is the connection? The Alter Rebbe zokt besidurit. The Alter Rebbe says in the Siddur, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, the Siddur is the where the Alter Rebbe writes customs and halacha as he following not the general Shulchan Aruch, which is a Shulchan Aruch for all of Judaism, but rather what he wanted Chassidim, his followers, to do. That's found in the Siddur. So in the Siddur it says as mitzvah netilasei from lulav, the mitzvah of the shaking of the lulav. Basukkah, to do it in the sukkah, to do the mitzvah of the lulav in the sukkah, he mitzvah min hamufcher, is a mitzvah of the most choice way to do this mitzvah, to perform this mitzvah. In other words, bringing together the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav. L'cheire is thus an inyan v'asis al pi kabbalah. It's on the surface, it seems that this is a matter that based on kabbalah, that it should be done in the sukkah. And the makom from them is in Kisvei Arizal. The source of it is in the writings of the Arizal, which is of course based on Kabbalah. Abi Yeshleima, but still one could say as a zayvi ali inyanim in Kabbalah on Pnimius HaTorah, that just like anything in Pnimius HaTorah, Kabbalah and Chassidus and so on, hot eich does a makir behesber al pi nigla. It's not disconnected from nigla, from the revealed part of the Torah, from the conventional part of the Torah, but it has a source in the conventional part of Torah as well. Befrat as der Alter Rebbe is mishane funem loshen v'shtedik izah arizal, especially the fact that the Alter Rebbe changes the wording from the way it appears in the writings of the Arizal writes, Tev Levarech, it's better to make the bracha on the lulav and so on. On Shreib, mitzvah mena mufcha. He doesn't say it's better to. He says the choice way of conducting this mitzvah is in the sukkah. So we need to understand that connection between the lulav and the sukkah. L'chayra dalad, l'chayra volt me'yiken zogin. It would seem that we could answer this as dos. That the fact that the Arizal says that the shaking of the lulav should take place in the sukkah is the best way to do it is mitzad the mitzvah sukkah. It is describing an element of the sukkah. This is better. You're performing the mitzvah of sukkah in a better way by doing shaking the lulav and the esrog there. Not that it's an element of the lulav. The best way to shake the lulav, it's the best way because that enhances the mitzvah of sukkah. Hayayis, the mitzvah of sukkah is teshukein taduru. Since the mitzvah of sukkah is that one should spend time in the sukkah as if they lived there, in other words, whatever you do in your living space, you should now move to the sukkah. In other words, everything. Sheyir oichel v'shoyse. You should eat and drink, v'yoshin and sleep, v'yatayel and relax in the sukkah, v'dor b'sukkah and live in the sukkah, kol zayin ayomim, all the 7 days, bein b'yom b'yom b'layla, whether during the day, during the night, kederel shudor b'beisa, just like, no different than when you live in your house. So in other words, the sukkah, you do everything in the sukkah. V'chol davar shaloy ha'yayisa chutz l'beisa, and anything that you wouldn't do outside your house, l'yasa chutz l'sukkasa, you shouldn't do out of your sukkah. In fact, we need special dispensation that you should you learn Torah, when you're sitting and learning Torah, should you do it in the sukkah or should you do it in the more in the house or in the shul, inside the building? So over there we say there's a special reason why you shouldn't do it, you don't have to do it in the sukkah, because it's more difficult to concentrate in the sukkah, it's easier to concentrate and a protected space, less noise, and so on, whatever it is. So we see that essentially you should have been learning in the sukkah. It's just for a special reason. You need a special reason to be able to do it inside the home. Is doch von dem moving bepashtus. So from this we understand as euch netilas lulav, that also the mitzvah of doing the lulav was is from the inyan of us der mensch tud bemeshul desimeis as sukkas, which is one of the important events of the day of days of sukkas. Davzayim b'teich sukkah should also take place in the sukkah. You do everything in the sukkah. Of course you should shake the lulav in the sukkah. It's a part of the practice of spending time in the sukkah. Anything important is done in the sukkah. Ubefrat as mitzvah, especially that there is a concept that even when something is not as significant as you would, it's not the most significant thing, but the fact that it's a mitzvah elevates it to an important event. So even if you want to say that the shaking of a lulav is not really that essential to be done in the sukkah, but the fact that it's the mitzvah, of course it's an important event. So of course it has to be done in the sukkah. So why should you shake the lulav in the sukkah? Because that's how you practice the mitzvah of sukkah. Und das ha de farakvi is, and therefore the fact that it's a mitzvah makes it important, and therefore it has its importance. And if we say that just sitting and relaxing should be done in the sukkah, so then how much more so as until the lulav does in the sukkah, that the mitzvah of the lulav should take place in the sukkah. So in other words, this is saying that why does the Alter Rebbe and the Arizal say that you should do the lulav in the sukkah, the mitzvah of the lulav in the sukkah? It's because that's how you practice the mitzvah of sukkah. Not that the lulav needs to be in the sukkah, but the sukkah needs the lulav also done there. From them, aber was der Alte Rebbe schreibt im Innen und Out zwischen den Dinen der Tilus Lulav. But if that were true, where would this be written? That it should be done in the sukkah, that the lulav should be done in the sukkah. It should be written in the laws of the sukkah. But where does the Alte Rebbe write the fact that it should be done in the sukkah? By the laws of the lulav. So we see that it's something connected to the lulav, not so much to the sukkah. Und euch von seinen loschen mitzvahs netilosei besuk, and also from the way he phrases it, he says the mitzvah of taking the lulav is that it should be done in the sukkah, is the best way to do the mitzvah of the lulav. So we see that doing it in the sukkah is something that's associated with the lulav. That's how the lulav should be, the mitzvah of the lulav should be practiced. Not that it's connected to the sukkah, but that it's connected to the lulav itself. So therefore, is muchach, so therefore it becomes clear, as a mate nish adin in sukkah, that it doesn't mean that this is a better way of practicing the mitzvah of sukkah, nor adin a mitzvah ma'uchon a mitzvah til lulav, but rather it is an element of how the mitzvah of lulav should be done. Zwischen die zwei hasbaris is oich hanaf gemin lepeil. And how we look at it is also, it has halachic significance. Whenever we look at something from two different perspectives, the question is, what do we care which way it is? Does it matter which way it is? If it has halachic consequences, then it's important, which way does it go? And there is a halachic consequence here. In fal vem is potter min hasukkah. If there is a case in which a person is exempt from sitting in the sukkah, for instance, v'bishas yudidus hageshem, like when it's raining outside, when a some other reason why it's difficult to sit in the sukkah, v'samitzar potter min hasukkah, and we know that the halacha is that somebody who is in distress, somebody who is uncomfortable, is by sitting in the sukkah is exempt from the sukkah. Like what's pouring into the sukkah, it's hard to eat. Your food is getting drenched in water. So you don't have to eat. You're not chayiv to eat in the sukkah. So that's a case in which one is exempt from eating in the sukkah. So then, in that situation, we have to look now at what do you need to go to the sukkah to shake the lulav. Oyv netilos lulav sukkah is blois a mitzvah min hamochor mitzvah sukkah. So if we say that the mitzvah of the lulav should be done in the sukkah is because that's an element of keeping the mitzvah of sukkah, the ala andarin yon echila v'shtia, just like all other practices that a person does on the sukkah should be done in the sukkah. Okay, yitzvei mitvelchem is mekayim mitzvah shiva sukkah. In all of these ways, one fulfills the mitzvah of the sukkah, including shaking the lulav in the sukkah. So is be'eis that is potamet from sukkah. So then, in a situation where he is exempt from going to the sukkah, tzlibir is kishamim yitzvei because it's raining outside, for instance. Then there is no obligation for him. He can't go into the sukkah to shake the lulav and ezer because it's pouring. The question is, should he wait until it stops raining in order to go shake the lulav and the ezer in the sukkah? So if it's because it's a mitzvah in the sukkah, so then he has no obligation. Now he's exempt from the sukkah. So just like Vibald as itz tatanish daiv zichken chiyav yeshiva besukkah, since now he's exempt from sitting in the sukkah, so just like, let's say it's pouring outside and he doesn't have to go to the sukkah now, but he could wait with his meal, delay your meal for an hour till after it stops raining. There's no such obligation. He could eat inside the house now while it's raining. There's no obligation for him to wait with his meal for an hour till it stops raining, except on the first night, by the way. In the same way, he wouldn't have to wait with shaking the lulav until it stops raining and then go out and shake the lulav in the sukkah. Because since it's all about the sukkah, just like you don't have to go wait with your meal till it stops raining, you don't have to wait with your lulav in the esrog till it stops raining either. And you could do it in the house right now. Of course, it goes without saying that in Chabad, the minig is that we eat in the sukkah even in the rain and so on. But this is the halacha that he's discussing. But if we look at it as a mitzvah, the best way to do the mitzvah of the lulav and the esrog, it's not related to the fact that you have to spend time in the sukkah and this is one of the things you do in the sukkah, but rather you want to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav in the best way possible, you do it in the sukkah. If that's the case, is afal pi az oif em is its base yiridus hageshem nishtok hachiyuv mitzvah sukkah. So even though it's true that now, while it's raining, there is no obligation for you to go out into the sukkah, but since he is obligated to do the mitzvah of lulav, was the shleimus von der mitzvah, and the most perfect way of doing the mitzvah of lulav is min amufcher, as he calls it, min amufcher, is when zived geton in sukkah, is when it's done in the sukkah, is mistaber, then it would be, it would stand to reason, as is min amufcher tzavartin, that it would be better to wait with your mitzvah of lulav nesrig until it stops raining, and you can go out to the sukkah and do the mitzvah of lulav out there in the best way possible. Bis der Regen wird aufhören, until the rain stops, kedetz amakayim zayim mitzvah until asa besukkah, in order to be able to do the mitzvah of the lulav inside the sukkah, versus mitzvah min amufcher, which is the best way to do the mitzvah of lulav and esrit. So therefore it is important to know whether it's an element of the lulav or it's an element of the sukkah. So to explain, hey, the bir b'chol zeyesh leima, so the explanation could be this. But Parsha Seinu and Parsha Zamedis, in our Parsha, in the Parsha which talks about the Yomim Tovim, gefind men nor zwei Yomim Tovim, we only find two Yomim Tovim, two of the holidays, vos bazei veret echad batzeichem et Hashem yuchad, which the Yom Tov is defined by a name, is given a name, which are Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos. Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos, Sukkos of course called Chag HaSukkos, but let's say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres, it's called Atzeres, you know, it's not really, it doesn't have a name. Shavuos is not really given a name. When it's saying doch chilukim name, and there are differences in the way Chag HaMatzos is seen and Chag HaSukkos. Number one, by Chag HaMatzos shteitu b'chamisha asuyim l'chedesh hazeh Chag HaMatzos l'Hashem, on the 15th day of the of Nisan is a Yom Tov of Matzos LaHashem. The Shem Chag HaMatzos statement b'shaychus to al zibn teg. It's not, it doesn't relate to all 7 days of the Yom Tov. It's only the first day, the day b'chamisha asayim, the 15th of the month, is a Yom Tov of Matzos. By Chag HaSukkos, whereas by Chag HaSukkos it says Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem. It says the Yom Tov of Sukkos for 7 days. So the name Sukkos is, relates to all 7 days. A second difference, Leidach on the other hand, by Chag HaMatzos is the Pasuk Leich Mamshich Hazok Shivas Yomim Matzos Techelu. By Matzos it immediately follows up by saying for 7 days you shall eat matzah. And by Chag HaSukkos vet is gezogt. By Chag HaSukkos, where does it say that you should eat for 7 days in the sukkah? By Sukkos Teirah Shiyos Yomim, Nishbis Nichos LaHashem, not where the Torah defines the Yom Tov by the name Sukkos, nor Esh B'Seva Parsha, but a number of Sukkim later at the end of the Parsha. Yesh Loimar, and we can say, as the Asvara from the Chilukim kemen uplernen, from the Chilukim kemen uplernen, von noch an Unterschied was man gefindt zwischen den zwei Chagen, that the explanation of why these two differences exist between Pesach and Sukkos can be understood from another difference that we find in regards to these two Yomim Tovim. Chag HaMatzos vered b'loshon Chazal, the what's called in the Torah Chag HaMatzos, in the way our sages called it, an oich in a loshon arugel minig Yisrael, which also is the common minig Yisrael that we call the Yom Tov, not as Chag HaMatzos, v'losh v'nei Adam, the way people refer to it is Ungerufen Euch mit ananda nom, it's called also by another name, which is Chag HaPesach, we all call it Pesach. Mashenke b'Chag HaSukkos, where is, in regards to Sukkos, gefind menish damazolim Ungerufen mit ananda nom, we don't find that Sukkos should have another name. It's called Sukkos in the Torah, we refer to it as Sukkos as well. Vert mit demselben Namen angerufen bei Chazal und bei Yisrael, it's called by the same name also by our sages, meaning to say, let's say in Shemona Esrei or in Yalla V'Yovei, we say by Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, whereas by Pesach it's called by Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, but it's, we call it Pesach. Mikol and all is verstandig, from all the above we understand, as the Teichen von the ganze Chag HaPesach besteht nicht im Ganzen in dem Vos Eris Chag HaMatzos. From this we understand that what is the Yom Tov about in regards to Pesach, not only what the Torah calls it by the name Chag HaMatzos, because it has another name which expresses another element of it, which is Chag HaPesach, Whereas when we talk about sukkahs, is thus sukkahs the ikir teichen achag. Sukkahs is what the Yom Tov is about, because that's the name and that's the only name. Whereas when a Yom Tov has two names, it means that there are two elements in which we could be referring to by the two different names, because it's made up of different elements. On the river, and therefore, b'shas the Torah zav b'chamisha asim l'chedush hazeh chagamatz l'Hashem. When the Torah says on the 15th of this day, month, it's a Yom Tov of Matzah, teich the pasuk leich up. That's why the pasuk immediately tells us shivas yomim matzahs techelu. For 7 days you shall eat matzah. As nor to lead them prat for achilus matzah veter ongeru for chagamatzes. In other words, to say, why did I refer to it as chagamatzes? Because you need to eat matzah on during that time. Because it's not the only thing about this Yom Tov. There's other elements of this Yom Tov, but I'm calling it matzahs because we need to eat matzah during this time. Nishval dos is the teichen achag from alu shivas yomim shavoy, but not because that's what the entire Yom Tov is about, matzahs. It's called chagamatzahs because you need to eat matzah, but there's other things that have to be done. There's other things about this Yom Tov as well. And therefore the Torah has to tell you immediately, you need to eat matzah during this time. That's why it's called chagamatzahs. Whereas when the Torah tells us about the 15th of the 7th month, which means of Tishrei, is chagas sukkah shivas yomim l'Hashem. It's a Yom Tov of sukkahs for 7 days. Thus is the teichem from the chag from the shivas yomim. This is what the Yom Tov is about. The Yom Tov is about the sukkah. And that's why it doesn't have to tell you sit in the sukkah for 7 days. That'll be said later when he tells you what the practices of the Yom Tov are. But it doesn't have to define the name, because this whole Yom Tov is about the sukkah. Whereas by Pesach, he needs to explain to you why he called it by Chag HaMatzah, because it's a time when we eat matzah. But there are other things as well, and therefore it has other names as well. And this is, as I just said, why the mitzvah of Sukkot Teishas Shivas Yomim is not written immediately after it says Chag HaSukkot, which was one of the questions that he asked originally. Because then we would have thought, if it did say immediately you shall sit in the sukkah for 7 days, I would have interpreted as meaning by chagamatzes, that it's similar to what it says by chagamatzes, as is vert ongeru for chagasukas blois slib di yeshiva besukah. I would have thought that the Torah is telling us it's called chagasukas because of the fact that we sit in the sukkah. Thus it's abenish the teichen kolachav, but that's not what the Yom Tov is all about. And since the Torah doesn't want you to think that, because that is what the Yom Tov is all about, it's about the sukkah, therefore he doesn't tell you immediately sit in the sukkah for 7 days, because that would be interpreted as explaining why he called it by that name, but that there are other things as well. The Torah doesn't want you to think that, therefore he calls it Chag HaSukkos and doesn't have to explain why it's called Chag HaSukkos, because the entire meaning of the Yom Tov is Chag HaSukkos, nothing else to see here. Vav das barabazes. So to explain what this means, the Yom Chamisha also L'Chedesh Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan, is always detailed as Mami Yochad Beikir. Why is the fifth? What's unique, special about the 15th day of Nisan? It's an important day. It's a special day. It's a significant day. It doesn't become a Yom Tov because this is the day you need to eat matzah, and therefore that's a celebration. That's not the reason for it being a Yom Tov. Nor avodos is the Yom Tzeis Chameres Mitzrayim. The reason that the 15th of Nisan was chosen as a day to commemorate is because this is the day that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. That's what makes it a Yom Tov. That's why it becomes a Yom Tov. As the Torah tells us, when the Yidden were still in Mitzrayim, and this day will be for you a day to commemorate. You shall celebrate it as a day unto Hashem for all generations. What's the reason? Because this is the day you're going to leave Mitzrayim. That's what makes it a Yom Tov. Und das, was ist, Ayomtes Mami Yochud, is the Sibir to the Mitzvah Shabbat. And because this is a day which is being commemorated, because that's the day that Yidden left Mitzrayim, that's why Hashem says, on this day of commemoration, on this day which is a Yom Tov, eat matzah on that day. That's the day to eat matzah. Koil the mitzvah achilas matzah. It's significant because it's the day that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. We do things on those days which commemorate the Yitzias Mitzrayim, like eating matzah, like bringing karbonis, like not doing work, and so on. But when we talk about the 15th day of Tishrei, it has no special significance on its own. There's nothing significant about that day. Nor lehepach, but to the contrary, it's a libdem chiyuv b'mitzvah mishiva v'sukkah shivas yomim. What makes it a yomtiv is the fact that this is the days that Hashem said to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So therefore, we celebrate a Yom Tov in association with sitting in the sukkah. Hayoyis, as in the Shivas Yom, is not a mitzvah of Shivas Sukkah, since during these 7 days we have the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, befrad, but if not the mitzvah from sukkah nemtarum dem ganzen mention, the cholin yonah b'meshul de Shivas Yom, especially in when we look closely at the mitzvah of sukkah, which means that it encompasses the entire person inside the sukkah. There's no other mitzvah in which the person is completely submerged in the mitzvah. Maybe almost no other mitzvah. Whereas in sukkahs, you go into the sukkah with your shoes, as it said, as the Chassidim used to say. So every part of the person is in the sukkah. Or everything that a person does during those 7 days should be done in the sukkah, as we said earlier. As the teishu came to do, as the Gemara says, you have to sit in the sukkah as if you live in your house. Everything is done in the sukkah. As is dor b'sukkah chol shayna yomim, that he lives in the sukkah for all 7 days, by day, by night. Veren durch dem the shivas yomim yichodim lachag l'Hashem. And therefore, because these are 7 days in which a person is absorbed by this mitzvah of sukkah, that's why the days become a yom tov. And that's why we bring karbonos on that day, and a lot of the work on that day. So in other words, Pesach is a Yom Tov. Why? Because we went out of Mitzrayim. Because it's a Yom Tov, the Torah says, okay, eat matzah during those days, bring karbonos during those days, don't do work during those days. Sukkot is the opposite. The Torah gives us a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. When should we eat in the sukkah? These 7 days, from the 15th and on. Therefore, the Torah said, so make a Yom Tov out of it, in association with this mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Let's make an entire Yom Tov out of it, which brings karbonos and, you know, out of the work and so on. The Signa Nachitz has to say it slightly differently, different way to express it, a different way. By Yedesh Shabbos v'Yom Tov Zokmen b'tfilah Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We actually say every Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say in the davening that this is celebrated Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. As is over in Dem Da Achiluk. But there's a very big difference between Pesach and all the other Yom Tovim. By Chag HaPesach is Dos Vayel Zochra Seyem Azeh Ashi Yitzasim Mitzrayim. On Pesach we say, remember this day. It's this day when we celebrate Pesach, which is the day we went out of Mitzrayim. On the river, and therefore, Chag HaYisrael Meisach, Chag LaShem L'Rizeichem, and that's why this day is chosen as the beginning of a Yom Tov for 7 days to commemorate the going out of Mitzrayim. As the Zechira von Zman for Yitzias Mitzrayim, Machtim Zman von Achag, that it's the commemoration of going out of Mitzrayim which makes it into, creates the Yom Tov. Mashenke Meshabbos v'Shuas, whereas in regards to Shabbos and Shuas, even though we do it in order to remember it, to commemorate going out of Mitzrayim, but it's not that on this day we went out of Mitzrayim, it's a general commemoration. Ubi Yoserim, and more so, by Chag HaSukkos, by sukkah zog the Torah, l'man yedu d'reseichem, the Torah says, gives us the reason for the sukkah, why we celebrate, why we do sukkahs, so that in, for all generations they will know, ki basukkahs hashavti es b'nei Yisrael, that it was in sukkahs that I settled the Jewish people in sukkahs, which some say was literal sukkahs, some say it refers to the clouds that surrounded the Yidden, by tzi yisem me'eretz Mitzrayim, when I took the Adam Mitzrayim. Das heißt, in other words, Chodcha, das ist nicht in dem Zman von Sukkos Shafti, wie sie ist Mitzrayim, even though we're not celebrating the Yom Tov of Sukkos in the time when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Und die Teure sagt dem Tam nicht, wenn die Teure sagt an dem Zivu Achag mit Chilsa Pasha. And the Torah doesn't give the reason, because I put you in the Sukkot, that's why you should celebrate these days. It doesn't say it over there. First it says celebrate the Yom Tov. Nor if the mitzvah of Sukkot Tevish is Yomim, he says the reason, because in the Sukkot I sat you for 7 days, I settled the Yidden for 7 days when they went to Mitzrayim. That's said in association with Basukkot Tevish is Yomim. Spend 7 days in the sukkah. The other rabbi to the contrary, mitzad dembos, thus is dafke nishbi meya aviv. The fact is that the Yom Tov Sukkos was chosen deliberately not to be in the springtime when the Yidden actually went out of Mitzrayim, which is Pesach. It was chosen then because when people go out into a sukkah, to an outdoor space in the springtime, that's what everybody does. Everyone goes to the cottage for in the spring. So therefore it wouldn't have been noticed as something special, unique. Therefore the Torah said, wait until after the summer when everybody's packing up the cottage, and now the Yidden are going out into the sukkah. Now it's seen as something unique, and because it's a mitzvah, not just what everybody's doing. So the Torah specifically designed the mitzvah to be not in the time of spring, which is the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is double the mitzvah for Yeshivas for sukkah and the Chag HaSukkos. Via Zoktan Torah, and that's when we spend the time in the sukkah, as the Torah says. So there is that difference between Pesach and Sukkot, that Pesach is in the actual day when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. That's why it is a Yom Tov unto itself, and all the mitzvahs come as a result of it being a Yom Tov, whereas by Sukkot, the 7 days are connected to the fact that these are the 7 days we spend in the sukkah. Zayin al Pisa is moving. Based on this, we can understand that the tzivuyim b'negei achag u'prata v'shtein b'tchilas ha'parsha, that the mitzvahs in connection and the details of the Yom Tov b'yom rishon mikra kodesh kol melachos aved lo yisasu shivus yom takrivu yeshel Hashem, which are that you're not allowed to work on the first day of Yom Tov, then it's chalomoid, and then comes in the 7 days you have to bring karbonos. Zayin nishkan bazundere inyanim v'shav nishkan kvabun mit chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah. So all of the other elements of the Yom Tov are not disassociated from the sukkah. They are part of the mitzvah of the sukkah. The whole Yom Tov is because of the mitzvah of sukkah. So bringing karbanos during those 7 days is because of the mitzvah of sukkah, which defines it as a Yom Tov, and therefore you bring karbanos. So everything is connected to the sukkah during sukkahs. We could have thought that it was disconnected, nor adarabah, but to the contrary, the geder from Chag HaSukkos is shaykh unchal of zay, the connection to sukkah, to the mitzvah of sukkah, permeates every part of the Yom Tov. Why do you bring karbanos on this day? Because it's a Yom Tov. Why is it a Yom Tov? Because you eat in the sukkah. In other words, everything stems from the fact that these are the days we sit in the sukkah. On the other hand, in regards to Pesach, was eres a chag als an inyan b'fnei atzmei from mitzvahs, from matzahs, whereas by Pesach, which is an independent Yom Tov, which is not directly connected to the fact that we eat matzah there, signed the alin yon, and therefore all the other parts of the mitzvah was thus was eres a mikra kodesh, the fact that it's a Yom Tov. And the tzibu for melachos avei lo yisasu, and the fact that you're not allowed to do any work, and the akravas of karbonis, and the bringing the karbonis b'meshach shivus yemei achag during these 7 days, nishva bunamit inyan matzah shabai, is not connected to the fact that we eat matzah, nor mitin etzem achag, but rather it's connected to the fact that this is a Yom Tov, a day of significance, a day of note. The day that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that's why we have a Yom Tov, and that's why we do all these things during that Yom Tov. Ches. Al pi anal is moving. So based on this, we can understand. Euch benegei de kiyam ha-mitzvah min shui besukkah und de shaychas from mitzvahs until the stuluf to the mitzvah from sukkah. In regards to the the connection between the mitzvah of the sitting in the sukkah and the connection of taking the lulav, doing the mitzvah of lulav in the sukkah. Now we can understand the connection between them. Kanal, as we mentioned before, is by mitzvivui b'shukas teishu shivas yomim, the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Nishki zogivarim b'shukas teishu b'shivas yomim. It doesn't say during these 7 days, which are yom tov, you should sit in the sukkah. That's not how it's written in the Torah. Adozainim from Friya Zainim Echag, which would have meant these are 7 days of Yom Tov. In those 7 days of Yom Tov, you should also sit in the Sukkah. That's not how it's written, because that's not how it is. Because the reason we're supposed to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days is Nishdefar Vazdozainim Shivas Meachag. Is not because it's 7 days of Yom Tov, therefore take the time and sit in, this is the good time to sit in the sukkah. Nor lehepach, but it's the opposite. Basukkah's teshvu macht geder zayin meyachag, kenal barucha. It's the opposite. It's the fact that you're sitting in the sukkah for these 7 days, that is what creates these 7 days as a Yom Tov, in which you're not allowed to do work, and you're not allowed to do karbonus, you have to do karbonus, and so on. And this, of course, explains it, gives a new dimension to what Rashi says in regards to the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, which is the eighth day, the day after Sukkot. If Demos the Gemara Zokt, he comments on what the Gemara says, as is a Rogov of Ne'atzmei, that Shmini Atzeres is a day onto, it's a Yom Tov, a separate Yom Tov from Sukkot. Upgetailed from Chag HaSukkot, separate from Sukkot. Taich Rashi. So Rashi explains, how is it a separate mitzvah, a separate Yom Tov? She'ein yoshim b'sukkah. We don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The regel from Chag HaSukkot is der mesuvah v'inyo from yeshiva b'sukkah. What he's trying to say is this: why is it that whether we do sit in the sukkah or not sit in the sukkah defines Shmini Atzeres as a separate Yom Tov? Why can it be that it's still part of the same Yom Tov, but on this day there's no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, because it says only 7 days? So what's really going on is, what makes Sukkot into a 7 day Yom Tov is the fact that we need to eat in the Sukkot for 7 days, as we said. That etzem aregel b'shteitin dem b'shteitin b'sukkah, the very raison d'etre of the mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Sukkot is the fact that we eat in the Sukkah. That's what makes it into a Yom Tov. The next day, Shmini Atzeres, we're not sitting in the Sukkah. So that one makes that into a Yom Tov. It's a separate Yom Tov. It's taka, a separate Yom Tov. Which is what Rashi is saying. The signal nachar, to put it differently, the chag vert oivgeton dur the yeshiva v'sukkah, shivas yomim b'payil, shiva teshu gein taduru. The Yom Tov becomes a Yom Tov because you're spending time in the sukkah. That's what defines, what makes it into a Yom Tov. It happens to be that it should be for 7 days. Le'idach, on the other hand, by lulav it says lachachtach lachem yemarishin. Lulav doesn't define the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is a Yom Tov. On the first day of that Yom Tov, it says you should take a lulav. That's how the pasuk puts it. On the first day, you should take a lulav. The mitzvah of the lulav is vildas is yemarishin for Chag HaSukkot. The reason that we take the lulav on this day is because it's the first day of Yom Tov. So what creates the Yom Tov is the sukkah. The lulav is done on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. U'bemeilan, therefore, is moving, we understand. As the zman mitzvah, the shem mitzvah of these dalad minim is chal b'yom rishon. So therefore, what is the time when we're meant to do the mitzvah of lulav? On the first day of Sukkot. When does it become a mitzvah? When does an ordinary citron fruit and a palm frond become a mitzvah? On the first day of Sukkot, it takes on the status of a mitzvah. It becomes a mitzvah on the first day. The Kedushas HaChag Sukkot, the holiness of the day of Sukkot, is geirin the chiyuv v'shem mitzvah aleim. That's what brings the chiyuv to shake a lulav and esrig, and therefore the four species take on the status of a mitzvah. What the Rebbe is referring to over here, when does it get the status of a mitzvah, is in regards to the concept that we sometimes say that kiven de itche itche, when there's something which has, which doesn't rise to the level to be considered as a kosher product with which to do the mitzvah. What happens if it wasn't, but then whatever caused it to not to be kosher for the mitzvah, you know, was fixed? I'll give an example in a minute. So sometimes we say once it has been disqualified from the mitzvah, it can no longer be requalified to be used in this mitzvah. When does that happen? That happens only when it gets the status of a mitzvah. But before it had the status of a mitzvah, it can't be disqualified because it wasn't yet a mitzvah that it can be considered disqualified. Only when it gets the status of a mitzvah can it be considered disqualified and therefore no longer be able to be qualified. As an example, we'll take one of the species of the four species. A hadas, the hadas in the myrtle branches, if they grow berries sometime. So if there are more berries than there are leaves, then it disqualifies it. It can't be a hadas. You can't use it in the lulav. What happens if you pull off the berries? You remove the berries. It doesn't need berries. In fact, the berries interfere. So you pulled off all the berries. Now it's a nice hadas. Can it be used? So the question is, when did you pull off the berries? If you pulled off the berries before Yom Tov, so then it was never a hadas yet. It was never a hadas of a mitzvah. So the berries didn't disqualify that you should. They now should be considered unrequalifiable. But if you took off the berries on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to, but if somebody did, now the hadas is a nice hadas. But since the time when the Yom Tov set in, and now the hadas becomes a hadas of a mitzvah, and it's disqualified, pulling off the berries might not work because it can no longer be qualified as a mitzvah once it was at the onset of Yom Tov was disqualified. So it's the day of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, which is what makes the mitzvah, because it has to be, as the Torah says, on the first day of Sukkot, the Yom Tov of the four species should be taken. Therefore, that's what makes the lulav and the esrog, that's what gives it its importance. And since what makes the Yom Tov, what creates the Yom Tov? The fact that we spend time in the Sukkah. The Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, is what makes the Yom Tov. Is the moving? Therefore, it's understood as Vemenem Talulu the Sukkah. When somebody does the mitzvah of Lulav in the Sukkah, is Das Nishplois Adin in Kein Taduru. It's not simply, since you do everything in the Sukkah on Sukkahs, you also take the lulav in the Sukkah. No, that's not what it is. Vas durch dem kum zu im Mitzvah Sukkah, which would have meant that you're enhancing the mitzvah of Sukkah, not enhancing the mitzvah of lulav. But rather what it means is, nor das is adin in a tilos lulav, rather it is a way of enhancing the mitzvah of lulav. As is meisav shlemus in dem shem v'kiyim ha-mitzvah, it adds to the importance and the existence and what the mitzvah is, the fact that you do it from the lulav, to do it in the sukkah, because the sukkah is what defines the day of Yom Tov. It's that what makes it a Yom Tov, and therefore the lulav is conditional that it has to be done on the first day of Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. And therefore doing it in the sukkah, which is what creates the Yom Tov, enhances the performance of the mitzvah of lulav, not so much of sukkah. Test. The explanation of all this from the inner dimension, from the Chassidic perspective, and what it says about Avodas Adam. Hamavur le'el, what we explained earlier, as the Zman Fun Chamish Asa L'Chedesh HaShvi Yazed, at the 15th of Tishrei, becomes a mitzvah as a result of that, the days in which the Torah commanded us to sit in the sukkah, is in them, there is a certain quality, there are two Yom Tovs. We said that Pesach is a Yom Tov unto itself because of the time, and it has mitzvahs which have to be done within, in those, on that Yom Tov. Sukkot, there's nothing special about the time. The time is ordinary days of the week. Nobody went out of Mitzrayim. Nothing happened on that day. And it's the mitzvah which creates the holiness of that time. So there is a certain quality in it coming about that way, because you would have thought that if a day has a significance of its own, that gives it a greater importance than you take ordinary days and you make them important because you're doing a mitzvah that day. But it's the other way. The other way is true. That Sukkot has a certain quality because it's made into a holy day through a mitzvah. When the holiness of a day comes as a result of what the Yid does down here, this has an effect on the world. Because it makes a change to the world. The mitzvah that you do is changing the nature of the world. It turns an ordinary day into a holy day. The world, as far as the world was concerned, the 15th of Tishrei had nothing unique and significant about it. It had no holiness. And when you do the mitzvah, that brings holiness to the day. It becomes a yontif, as we said. On the other hand, Pesach, where the time itself is already distinguished. So what did you add to the fact that it's distinguished? Nothing. You found in the holiness that it already existed, you do what you need to do. But it's a much greater accomplishment to create a time of holiness out of something that was not holy, considered holy. And that difference can be expressed in the difference in the two types of mitzvah which we do during these two Yom Tovim. Achilas matzah in yeshiva sukkah, which are the eating of the matzah on Pesach and the sitting in the sukkah on Sukkot. Achilas matzah is in yon achilas shel mitzvah. Eating matzah, the very act of eating matzah is a mitzvah. The reason you eat matzah is only because it's a mitzvah. As is nishkan achilas v'aseh vol gitan l'av hachi. Otherwise, if it wasn't a mitzvah, nobody would sit down to eat a piece of matzah on that day. There's no. You only eat matzah because it's a mitzvah. Nish mishum mitzvah, if not for the sake of a mitzvah. Mashenke by the mitzvah for yeshiva sukkah, but on the other hand, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, as is nish in yonim, is as nish in yonim chudoshim vas veren getonu shem mitzvah. When you sit down to eat an ordinary meal in the sukkah, which is what you're doing on the night of sukkahs, you sit down to eat the meal that you eat every, you know, all the time. So it's not the eating. You would sit down to a meal whether it was a mitzvah or not. You would do it anyway. Adarabe kein taduru. In fact, it's necessary that what you do in the sukkah is those things which you do ordinarily. That's what it means. In Yonavos Geher and some say the Chaim for Yedin mention, you do things which are part of your daily schedule and you do in life in general. Not that there's anything special about eating a meal which makes it holy and Jewish and so on. You eat a meal, that's what you're doing, and that's what you're doing in the sukkah. Und doch is mitzvah mekayim a mitzvah v'shiva sukkah, and it's through eating an ordinary meal that you fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. So the difference is the same. Eating matzah, nobody buys matzah and eats matzah other than the fact that it's a mitzvah. Eating a meal, you eat a meal anyway, but when you do it in the sukkah, it makes it into a mitzvah. You created a mitzvah through eating an ordinary meal. So the same difference exists. Is it a holy thing by definition, or did you create a holy thing through your doing an ordinary act of life? And that's what's so unique and special about Sukkot. The rest of the year, you need a lot of effort, and you need a lot of focus and attention and commitment that doing ordinary things should also rise to the level of being done for the sake of Hashem. It's possible to do, but we don't pay enough attention to daily life tasks to make them into a mitzvah. that whatever you do is for the sake of Hashem. It takes a lot of effort to do that on a regular day. But when Sukkot comes along, vet ulgitom, what it accomplishes is as kol hanhagaisa v'chaye yoyim yoyim k'moshe heim, that everything that you do in your daily ordinary life, if you do it in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah. You're sitting and relaxing, you're sitting back, leaning back in your chair, but you're doing it in the sukkah, that's the mitzvah of tiyul, relaxing in the sukkah, and so on with eating and sleeping and so on. And that's why it's expressed also in the physical sense. The way you practice the mitzvah is also done in that way. As the ganze mensch mereshe v'ragli, that the entire person from the head to the toe, mit seine levushim, with all your garments, gefinne sich in sukkah, are in the sukkah, which in other words expressing that everything about you is part of the, becomes holy, is elevated to the status of a mitzvah. And that's why you go into the sukkah with everything about you. Your entire, the whole body goes in. Because by kein ander mitzvah gefindt man nicht ad die ganze mitzvah seine und alle seine inyonen, that your whole existence and everything about you, in other words, your clothing and your shoes, so on seine rumgirgung von der mitzvah, von der mitzvah, should be completely surrounded, enveloped by a mitzvah. Thought about going to the mikveh. When you dip in the mikveh, your whole body is in there, but your shoes and your clothes are not in there, so maybe that's the difference. Yud. In them is the Alter Rebbe Moisif Umadgish. So now the Alter Rebbe comes and emphasizes and adds, as the mitzvah Netilas Lulav B'Sukkah is mitzvah and Amuch from Lulav, that doing the mitzvah of Lulav in the Sukkah adds elevates the mitzvah of Lulav as well. Lefikach, he says, Lefikach, therefore, Babaiker Kodim Shiyispalo, in the morning before he davens, by Oide Besukkah, when he's still in the Sukkah, Yevarech, that's where he should make the Bracha, because the Bracha is until the Lulav, he's talking about the Bracha on the Lulav. Mekendach Meine, one would have thought, as the Neutekaitzu Zain Arunginum Tamitzvah Besukkah, that the importance of being completely enveloped by a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, the will of Hashem, but you're round, surrounded, enveloped by the will of Hashem, is negeya be'ikitzu azelcha v'zayna fanumah mit inyonim b'tzrochim gashmim. You may have thought that people that are busy all day, their most of their life is spent on material needs, pursuits, he has a job, and you know there's so many things that you have to do other than the time where you're spending time on spirituality, davening, learning, but most of the time is spent on ordinary tasks. So when you're involved in ordinary tasks, you need a time to spend in the sukkah, to be enveloped by godliness. But not people that are in the category of lulav, which sheyesh beitam, which the lulav is explained as comes from a tree with a fruit, has a good taste, although it doesn't have yesh beim teira, which means that it has teira, but they don't have mitzvahs, they don't excel in mitzvahs. So a person that is busy studying Torah, his preoccupation in life is to learn Torah. You would think that because they're constantly involved in Hashem, the pursuit of Hashem's Torah, so then maybe it doesn't apply to them that they have to be in the sukkah also. They find it necessary to be and surrounded by the sukkah. Of course they have to eat in the sukkah, but is it everything about their day, their life, that has to be surrounded by the sukkah? When al derech zein avodas kol adam, and the same also, even if you're not a person that is involved in Torah, so, but in your own personal life, ken der trachten bazich, you could also be thinking, muven az achilos v'shti, it's understood that when I eat and my drink, Darfen sein herumgenommen und hereingenommen, herumgenommen, have to be, you have to enter and be surrounded by the mitzvah of Sukkah. Aber vor was darf man haben, die bei Vorenisch, oder mitzvah von Ratzen der Elien für Sukkah, soll herumnehmen und lieben das Sage mit Teire. But in the few minutes or the hour that I spend learning Teire, does that also have to be in the Sukkah? The time that I spend eating, drinking, working, and so on, that should be done in the Sukkah. But I have to learn in the sukkah too. That's when I'm already involved with Hashem. Why do I have to surround myself by the sukkah then? Er muss takke euch mekaim sein mitzvah. It's true, he has to fulfill mitzvah. Weil kol ha'emer ein li teira, ela, afil ha'teira ein li. It's true, even somebody that's completely involved in teira has to do mitzvahs too. Because if somebody says, I have only teira, doesn't have teira either. In other words, he excludes himself from mitzvahs, so then of course he doesn't have teira either. Aber das ist mit zadem inyan ha'sukkah. So yes, I have to go do the mitzvah of sukkah as well. But that means I need to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, but it has nothing to do with my learning has to be included in the mitzvah of sukkah. I need to do the act of eating in the sukkah because I need to fulfill that mitzvah too. But do I have to surround myself during when I learn? In other words, that my lulav, the lulav represents my learning of Torah, does that also have to be in the sukkah? So what I do have to go into the sukkah as gidras to do radum, you know, mentioning Gansen, that you have to live in the sukkah, which means you have to be completely surrounded by the sukkah. But what's the connection between the sukkah and the lulav? The lulav is my learning of Torah. Why do I have to be surrounded by the sukkah, by Hashem, when I'm learning Torah? The whole learning of Torah is surrounded by Hashem. That etzem alimud v'asoga b'teira, the very act of learning and studying Torah, understanding Torah, v'balda is durganum ashein, durdem shein far bunden, since by that act of learning Torah, I'm already connected and permeated mit chachmas shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the wisdom of Hashem. So why do I have to be in the sukkah then? Zaktman, therefore the Alter Rebbe says, as mitzvah, nitzas netilosai, the sukkah, that even the study of Torah, the taking of the lulav, also has to be practiced in the sukkah. Is mitzvah and mufcha, that's the better way of doing it. Thus is negeyat zayin avonav asaga b'teira, because it helps in your understanding of Torah as well. And nemt chachmas ha-teira, v'siz chachmasi v'retzayin shalosh baruch hu. Because by learning Torah in a way that you're surrounded by godliness, in other words, that you're cognizant of the fact that this is Hashem's Torah, that allows you to capture the wisdom of Hashem. Otherwise, how could you hope to capture the wisdom of Hashem with your own mind? When you comprehend and you sense, Ados was a lernt is an inyavos is in makif, that when you're learning, it's something that completely envelops you, and is completely beyond you. The truth is that the fact that a yid is given the opportunity to learn Torah is something that boggles the mind, because the Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. How could a human mind hope to capture the wisdom of Hashem? So that's something that is a gift is given to you, and the only way that you can tie into that kind of connection to Hashem's wisdom is to feel that it is Hashem's wisdom, to be constantly aware that it's Hashem's wisdom. And that's what it means to be enveloped in the sukkah, that you're completely surrounded by the fact that it is Hashem's wisdom, is what helps you and allows you to understand it. Understand it in this sense means capture the wisdom of Hashem, not just to relate to it as some unique, interesting topic. And when he's surrounded by that by that feeling, is b'meili is b'amdod, the bittul, the tshuka, therefore he has this feeling of complete subservience and a desire, tzukeilu zayin teresh kolosh baruch hu, to be able to capture, to understand the Torah of Hashem, v'asiz ne'loma me'ein kol chai, which is by definition, essentially, it is completely concealed from any living being. It's totally beyond us. And you're able to, Hashem gives you, allows you to be able to relate to it with your own human intellect. And the same is true in general. When a yid is not just simply studying Torah, but he also has this love and appreciation of Torah, and he cherishes Torah, which is meant by the what our sages tell us, that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because the Yidden were learning Torah, but they didn't make the bracha on the Torah first. That's a reason to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't make a bracha when they should have. What it means is they didn't appreciate the unique quality of Torah. And if you do appreciate it, then it's the opposite of therefore the land was lost. The first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. They lost Eretz Yisroel. So that creates the opposite, that we will regain Eretz Yisroel when we zeicha b'karav mamash su, and we will soon merit that what Hashem says, afreis alein sukkah shel emecha, that spread over us the sukkah of your peace. In the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which refers to the building of the Beis Hamikdash, was Eifem state about the Beis Hamikdash. It says vahi b'sholem sukkah, that his tent, his sukkah was in Sholem, which means in Yerushalayim. It's talking about the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Vazved geboid ven and durch Mashiach tzikenu, it will be rebuilt through Mashiach. V'meir v'yameinu mamash, it should happen speedily in our days.